How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
From the Hidden Killers Podcast, I'm Stacey Cole. A judge has denied a motion to delay the upcoming trial of Sarah Boone, who is accused of killing her boyfriend by zipping him into a suitcase and then leaving him to die. Let's go now to the courtroom hearing.
Sir, good morning. Pleasure. Ms. Boone, good morning. Could you please state your, raise your right hand, Madam Clerk, going to go ahead and swear you in.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Right. Ma'am, good morning. Could you state your full name and date of birth for the record for me?
Sarah Boone, 101077.
Good morning, everyone. We are here on several different items. The first is the court's notice of hearing that was sent out last week. The first issue on that was addressing the viewing of the physical evidence here in open court. On August 5, the court entered an order setting forth certain deadlines and scheduling, including the viewing of the digital evidence no later than September 3, and the physical evidence viewing to take here, place here in open court on September the 3rd, and a schedule for objections thereafter. The digital evidence review took place on August 9th, and the August 23rd deadline for objections has since passed. On August 14th, the court was advised of an alternative arrangement and advised the state to file a notice reflecting when and where and how that review would have taken place. I did not receive or see such a notice in the court file. Mr. Cashori.
Yes, Your Honor. We were not able to file the notice prior to today. However, on Friday, August the 30th, we were able to have that evidence review of the physical items with Ms. Boone at the Orange County Jail.
Okay, all right. Ms. Boone, can you confirm if, in fact, that viewing took place?
It took place.
Okay, all right. Very good. And who did it take place between the state, yourself, and was Mr. Lane with Prison Break Investigations a part of that viewing?
Correct.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. also set for hearing this morning with defendant's motion for payment of costs and appointing neuropsychologist to assist the defendant in preparation of the defense. That was filed on August 14th. The next day, August 15th, JSCS filed a response to the motions for payment of costs and appointment of a neuropsychiatrist. Paragraph 10 of the JSC's response reflects that JSC will not be participating in this hearing. Mr. Owens, good morning. What is your position, sir, with regard to Ms. Boone's pro se motion for costs? Are you adopting that motion?
I'd like to abandon that one, but substitute it in for two other motions for the appointment of a forensic psychologist, Dr. Julie Harper, who was on this case previously. I believe she saw Sarah Boone about six times at the Orange County Jail. She was working under the direction of the original counsel, Mr. Padilla, who I believe had the case for about 2.5 years. And I think it was set for trial, ready to go, and then at the last minute he withdrew. I've tried to call him a couple of times, haven't been able to find out what went on. I have talked to Ms. Cashman, the last lawyer, but we don't need this neuropsychologist that Ms. Boone had requested, but we do need a reappointment of the forensic psychologist, Dr. Julie Harper. I've spoken with her a couple of times last week. I text messaged her four or five times this weekend. She is in agreement to handle the case, to reopen her file. She has sent me her records. I have reviewed them. I've met with my client. I think my client meets the criteria for battered spouse. I believe Dr. Harper, after she gets a chance to re-engage with my client, spend some time with my client, in hopes that she's going to be of that opinion. In addition, I believe it's necessary for the appointment of a crime scene reconstructionist and death investigator, Dr. Michael Berkeley, who is from my area, Pensacola, is who I am recommending to be appointed.
What was his name again, sir? I'm sorry.
Michael Berkeley. I filed these judges yesterday or last night. I don't know if they're in the court file yet.
I did not see them this morning. I did see the motion to dismiss.
Can I push them in?
Yes. State, have you seen them?
I just saw them briefly this morning prior to the
morning, sir.
Prior to the hearing.
Thank you. The only thing I saw in the court file, counsel, when I was prepping last night, was the motion for statement of particulars. It's called September 2. I have not yet seen these motions.
Judge, I also filed a motion for additional discovery. I don't know if that made it through as well.
Was that also filed yesterday, sir, sometime in the evening?
It was filed at 8:30 yesterday morning.
So I have a motion for statement of particulars filed at 8:10 yesterday, but I do not have the motion for additional discovery filed at 8:34.
I don't know why the portal was not able to post that, because they were filed one right after the other.
One's in the court file, the other three aren't.
This is what it's saying.
They were all filed yesterday, 19.
No, certain things auto-populate and certain things have to be accepted.
Okay.
The statement of particulars and the additional discovery were filed yesterday morning. The motion to appoint the crime scene reconstructionist and death investigator and the motion to appoint the forensic psychologist was filed at 6:10 p.m.
I do see that. As the court previously identified, JSCS chose not to participate in this morning's hearing by virtue of their response filed on August 15th. They are not here. Your motions for these various experts report that they were sent to all persons on the service list through the e-portal. But I don't know how I can address these this morning without having JSCS here. So I will endeavor to coordinate a hearing for these as soon as practical. I understand these need to be addressed. Be advised, this is a trial week for the court, as is next week. But I will do my best to endeavor to try to get these heard as soon as possible.
Judge, and I filed my notice of appearance on Friday.
Yes, sir.
And I've spoken with Dr. Berkeley two or three times this weekend. The state was able to provide me with some discovery. I think once I filed my notice early Friday morning, I think the state provided a lot of discovery to me. I provided that to Dr. Berkland. I believe he has the autopsy. We cannot find the autopsy photographs, which he says are critical. We cannot find the crime scene photographs, which he says are critical to his evaluation. So I know time is of the essence. We've got people working on it, but there is some additional evidence that we need.
State, what's the status of the provision of the autopsy photographs and the crime scene photographs and provided to the council?
We provided all of those things previously, obviously, to the defendant, which has been greatly discussed already. When Mr. Owens's notice of appearance came on the case, I instructed my assistant to go ahead and send copies of the document discovery, which is easily available to him, just so that he could quickly have that and not have to worry about getting that from his client or whatever. I believe we also sent notice to as well that if he wants additional copies of the autopsy and crime scene photos or any other pieces of digital evidence in the case, that he just needs to provide USB and we can go ahead and burn that for him. Again, this is in addition to what's already been provided to the defendant in this case.
Okay, do we have a time frame where we might be able to get that information to him?
He wants to come back to my office. We can do it this morning / this afternoon.
Is your
office in the building?
Yes, it's in the courthouse.
Right there. Come out the front door, make a left.
Okay.
I don't have a USB with me, but I'll find one. This morning, we'll get that done.
Okay, I appreciate you both. With regard to the motion for additional discovery filed yesterday, September 2 at 8:34 a.m., State, you had the opportunity to review this.
I just reviewed it just now here in court this morning. The State was going to request an opportunity to respond to both this motion and also the motion to the statement of particulars formally and in writing, given the lack of time we've had to prepare to make a formal response.
Sure. And how much time, Counselor, would you like in order to file a response to the motion for statement of particulars and the motion for additional discovery?
I would ask for at least a week.
Any objection?
No objection.
Okay, all right. The State shall file a response to both the motion for statement of particulars and the motion for additional discovery no later than the close of business 5 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 10th. And if hearings are necessary, we'll coordinate those. With regard to the defendant's pro se motion for payment of costs and appointing neuropsychologist to assist the defendant in preparation of the defense, the court's going to deny that as moot based on Mr. Owens' representation. With regard to the motion to appoint crime scene reconstructionist and death investigator and motion to appoint forensic psychologist, State, are you intending on filing a response to these?
No, we're going to take no position on those points.
Okay, all right. I will have Ms. Berrios, I'll ask the clerk to see if we can push these through the portal today so that Ms. Berrios can reach out to JACS and see if we can get a time frame on when they may be able to provide a position statement or a response to those motions, and then we'll coordinate a hearing respectfully.
Judge, I'm going to want to add one other forensic psychologist, make a request. I want to make sure that there's not an issue about my client Sarah Benenon manufacturing the defense. And there's a second doctor, Dr. Michael Brannon.
Also, spell that last name for me, sir.
Dr. Michael Brannon?
B-R-A-N-N-E-N?
He spells it B-R-A-N-N-O-N. He was the forensic psychologist in the Marsha Thompson case. That was the Palm Beach County first degree murder where she shot and killed her husband. Shot him 9 times. He was laying on the couch. And a was acquitted of first-degree murder back in July of this year. That was a 2019 case, so that took a while to get to trial. But Dr. Brandon testified that a battered woman's experiences affect her perception of imminent danger. And that's going to be a question in this case, whether or not Sarah Boone, at the time of her actions, was facing imminent danger. In addition, Dr. Brandon said victims of repeat violence may fear death in situations others would not. And I've tried to reach out to Mr. Brandon this weekend unsuccessfully. And my intent is to reach out to him. I'm hoping he's going to respond. He claims on his website that he responds within 48 hours. I will be, that's the only other witness I'm going to need an appointment for a forensic psychologist. So two forensic psychologists, Dr. Julie Harper, Dr. Michael Brandon, and then the crime scene reconstructionist, Dr. Michael Burton. And then in addition, I would like Billy Lane, who's seated in the audience, he is the investigator on the case. Because of the claims that we're making, that she's a battered woman, we need evidence to corroborate that. So there's a lot of history between her and Mr. Torres involving the apartment complex, which is in Winter Park, that was 4 years ago. The ownership of that apartment complex has changed hands, so it's going to be somewhat problematic trying to get information about who all the tenants were that may have witnessed some of the violence involved in these two, as well as we're trying to get together the 911 calls that Sarah made and others made about the disturbances between that couple. So he's got a lot of work to do as it relates to running down witnesses. In addition, we're trying to get arrest reports of the prior domestic violence arrests of Mr. Torres, as well as the officers involved and their body cams to see if there's any evidence on the body cams that would show injuries to Ms. Boone. So we've got a lot of work to do, but I believe it's necessary for us to prove a viable defense of battered spouse syndrome, that we have cooperation. It's going to take a little bit, but I do need the appointment of that expert. He tells me he's already on. I'm going to have to file something else because it was under Sarah Boone. Now, as the attorney of record, I'm going to have to file something. He says he's still got plenty of hours to work under that original cap. So I'll be filing something today or tomorrow as it relates to that. But that's the only other, of course, I've been retained, so I'm not going to make any claims for attorney's fees. I'm not making any claims for travel costs, just for these witnesses.
The JCS has already approved, I believe, $10,000 in investigation fees and $1,000 for other costs associated with Mr. Lane. That was at one of our previous hearings. Now, that was when Ms. Boone was representing herself pro se. I can't imagine JCS may change their position with regard to those costs since they've already said yes, but file it and we'll try to tee it up for hearing as well to see if they have any position, or it could just be the order can be modified to extend to you as counsel for Ms. Boone.
Thank you.
All right. That takes us now then to your motion for continuance filed. That was filed on August 30th. Courts had the opportunity to review that motion. Any other argument or statements with regard to that motion? Mr. Owens.
Judge, I reviewed the state case law relating to continuances and the abuse, palpable abuse of discretion when the court does not grant it, but it is critical to my theory, our theory of defense, battered spouse syndrome. And as you know, that takes time to develop, especially when the motion basically speaks for itself, but we're in a time crunch. Essentially, the trial is set for October the 7th. I have to provide a notice of intent to rely on battered spouse syndrome 30 days prior, which is September 7th, which falls on a Saturday, so I believe that gives me till the next business day, Monday, September 9th. But still, 6 days for Dr. Julie Harper to come back out and visit with Ms. Ben, coupled with this other potential forensic psychologist, Dr. Michael Brandon. He's not going to have time to do that. They've got to establish a rapport with her before they can run the testing, spend the time with her. It involves some extensive history. Obviously, that couple was together for 3 or 4 years. I still have peeled back all the layers. I've tried to go through it, but as you know, something like that is going to involve several instances of domestic violence that did not involve law enforcement, that was just between the two. So we've been going through that. We're trying to get some medical records where she was stabbed by Mr. Torres in the leg and some other evidence. It's just going to take some time, coupled with the fact that I've got to get Mr. Lane to get all this other objective evidence, witnesses, and 911 calls, and arrest reports, and provide that to the two forensic psychologists for them to help formulate their opinion as to whether she is, in fact, a better spouse. In good faith, I believe she qualifies based on my spending 3.5 hours with her Labor Day yesterday, as well as the other 4 times that I've met with her. I have not spoken to Mr. Cordelia, but I believe that was probably going to be where he was going to go. I was not, you know, involved. I don't believe you were involved at that time. Or may have been.
Not me.
Okay.
My predecessor was.
But it was, I think it was almost ready to go. And for whatever reason, he withdrew at the last moment. And then here we are. But I think it's prejudicial if we're not allowed to present the defense that we believe we have a viable claim. And I would respectfully ask, I'm not asking for, I think most times you come on a homicide case, you would need at least 6 months. I'm asking for one trial cycle, two trial cycles, sometime at the end of the year or first of next year. I can be ready. I think that will give enough time for our experts to visit with Ms. Boone and formulate their opinions. I'm sure the state's going to want to take the deposition. I think they may have the right to hire their own forensic expert to go out and interview to see if they agree. But that's just going to take a little bit of time, Judge. I'm thinking 2 or 3 months, and we'll be ready to go. I'm not asking for a long continuance. The good thing about it is Mr. Cordelia has done a lot of the work. My understanding, he's taken just about all the depositions. I believe they've been transcribed. I haven't gone through all the discovery. She's got the two banker's boxes. She has not gone through all the discovery. We tried, but we have not made it. My understanding is a lot of the two-hour interrogation with the Sheriff's Department has been transcribed. They haven't reviewed that, but we do have a problem with that interrogation. Now, that's why I made the request about the policy. Our policy in my county, Santa Rosa County, is a little bit different. And based on my discussions with her, we feel like I'm going to need to file some motions relating to that. So, because of that, but ultimately because, yes, could I be ready for trial on October 7th? I believe I could, but not without the battered spouse defense, because I don't believe my experts will be ready. And so that's instrumental in our defense.
State, do you have any position?
I guess the state would just respond to a few things. Part of this battered spouse defense has been previously investigated with several of Ms. Boone's previous attorneys, and in fact, the state did retain an expert, Dr. Tanya Warner, who's on the state's witness list in this case, in anticipation of a potential rebuttal of an attempted battered spouse defense. The state's position would be that we would oppose a continuance at this time. However, the state's not opposed to setting another status hearing sometime next week, possibly, where we could address this and to see if there has been any movement, anything that would either change the state's position or potentially the court's position as well.
I don't think the state's thinking it through, Judge, because if we wait a week, I've got to file a notice of intent to rely on the battered spouse on Monday. We can't wait a week that the time has expired. If the judge doesn't continue it today, he wants to talk, have a conference next week, but it's too late for him.
What's your response to the rule requiring these battered spouse or battered wife syndrome defense 30 days prior to trial?
You have to give it.
Right, but I mean, clearly when that rule was created, it contemplated that there would be sufficient time to prepare for that defense within 30 days of trial, which is why they gave 30 days, which is why the Florida Supreme Court said it, 30 days, not 60, not 90, not 120.
But in good faith, you can't file a notice of intent to rely on the defense of battered spouse syndrome if you don't have a supporting psychiatrist, forensic psychiatrist, that makes that claim. I just can't say, hey, we're going to rely on it, and I'm putting you on notice. I've got to have some kind of authority. I'm not an expert. I think she needs a criteria, but I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I can't make that opinion. I've got to have an opinion from an expert before I can file that in good faith. I can't do it without Dr. Harper. She needs more time. Dr. Brandon needs more time.
All right, thank you. State anything else?
No, you don't.
All right, thank you very much. All right, Mr. Owens, it seems like you've already started to dive into the case and what the court file has reflected. So clearly you've reviewed what is in the court file and the history of this case.
Yes.
I'm sure you've read the court's June 28th order, which was extensive as to the history of this case, multiple lawyers that Ms. Boone has gone through, the reasons for the non-conflicted out lawyers' basis for withdrawal, and why the court ultimately made a decision that Ms. Boone had forfeited her right to court-appointed counsel by her actions, or alternatively waived her right to court-appointed counsel by virtue of her actions. This case has been pending for some time. You advised in your motion to continue that you met with Ms. Boone on four different occasions, that you just met with her yesterday for 2.5 hours. You were aware of what the order identified, which was in paragraph 6 of the order and the judge portion, that trial specially set for October 7th, 2024, and that would not continue for any reason, absent extraordinarily good cause, and such extraordinarily good cause would not include the retention of counsel. You haven't been appointed in this case. When you undertook this assignment knowing that you were not being appointed, and that by your own representation, you're doing this free of charge on a pro bono basis and not seeking recompensation for any lodging or travel. You knew what the deadlines were for the court. With regard to any of the experts, there have been multiple prior experts in this case. You already identified Dr. Julie Harper, a forensic psychologist. You advised that she's met with the defendant on 6 different occasions. She was appointed back on August 3 of 2020. Under Mr. Padilla's representation of Ms. Boone, at no point in time did Mr. Padilla file a Category A witness list, disclosing Dr. Harper as a testifying expert. And as you astutely pointed out, this matter was days, if not weeks, away from being tried when Mr. Padilla moved to withdraw based on the reasons outlined in the court's June 28th order. Thereafter, Dr. Charles Heller, another forensic psychologist, was appointed on February 3rd, 2022, and again on March 1, 2022. No Category A witness list was ever disclosed with regard to Mr. Heller. Then Winston Hobson had an undisclosed expert that had met with Ms. Boone as addressed in open court on February 9, 2024. And as Mr. Hobson put it, that expert was not meeting with what Ms. Boone had desired or requested of that expert. There was another expert psychologist that was appointed by Patricia Cashman on February 28, 2024, who had expertise in battered spouse and or battered wife syndrome. There were also Dr. Linda Dore, two times sought to be appointed, once by Attorney Bankowitz. Dr. Dore specializes in battered wife or battered spouse syndrome. Once by Dr. Bankowitz on July 17, 2023, again by Attorney Hobson on January 1, 2024. Based on the Florida Supreme Court decisions in Middleton versus State 220 Southern 3rd 1152 and 1176, Barbo v. State 221 Southern 3rd 562 at 569, there's a two-part test determining the need of experts. We're not going to be addressing that today, as you've sought to file these other motions that I haven't had really the opportunity to address. And JACS is not here to have the opportunity to review those. In Ramos versus State, 75 Southern 3rd, 1277, at pinpoint 1281, by the 44th DCA in 2011, citing to Wasson v. State, 84 Southern 2nd, 540, also by the 44th DCA in 2004. In that case, defendant Ramos changed his defense counsel at least 4 times while this case was pending, with the latest change to counsel occurring 2 to 3 months before the actual trial date. There's no record evidence showing that any of Ramos's previous attorneys had provided ineffective assistance, and the defense had already moved for 4 continuances to prepare for trial. Similar to the Ramos case, Ms. Boone has played a prominent role in shortening the preparation time for trial, the set forth in the court's June 28th order. This case has already been continued 16 times. As of the date of your filing of your notice of appearance on August 30th, This case has been pending for 4 years, 6 months, and 4 days. On June 7th, this case was specifically set for trial on October 7th, and the June 28th order by the court specifically speaks for itself and evidences how Ms. Boone played a prominent role in shortening the time for preparation for trial when her eighth attorney, Ms. Cashman, withdrew. Ms. Boone reached the point where her right to adequate time for preparation at trial is counterbalanced by the right to the effective administration of justice. As of August 30th, when the notice of appearance was filed, there were 37 days until trial commencing in this matter. Considering the prejudice of the denial, Ms. Boone has already availed herself to four different attorneys that were not conflicted out, Padilla, Bankwitz, Hobson, and Cashman, and only has herself to blame for the withdrawal of those four attorneys based on the representations in those motions and the findings in the court's June 28th order. Discovery has been reviewed but with Ms. Boone by prior counsels, as established by counsel's representations in various hearings, and prior counsel's motions for attorney's fees, all of which were filed in the month of August of 2024. Ms. Boone has had the discovery in her possession since August 5, 2024. The digital discovery that the state seeks to admit at trial was provided to Ms. Boone on August 9. Although you were not court-appointed, sir, the court's done its own research with regard to your expertise. You've been barred since October 15, 1986, with a duly elected public defender of the First Judicial Circuit in the state of Florida from 2009 to 2012. You've tried over 100 cases to verdict throughout your career. You've met with Ms. Boone on four occasions, as outlined in your motion, not including the meeting that you had with Ms. Boone yesterday. As to the battered spouse syndrome defense, you still have time to file the appropriate notice in accordance with the rule. In considering all the factors as set forth in Turner v. State, 311 7 3rd 185 at pinpoint 189, Florida 2nd DCA 2020, your motion for continuance is denied. Matter of this trial is still set for October 7th. We will have pre-trial the 6th or 27th. Pre-trial on this matter, or trial case management, will still be set for September 26th at 9 a.m.
Judge, a couple of things. Number one, I have a full practice. I've got Dr. Day this afternoon in Santa Rosa County before Circuit Judge Scott Duncan. I've got 12 clients that are pending. I've got other people covering it, but I do have a full docket. If we set some of these hearings involving my motions, could I be allowed to appear by Zoom?
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
The only request that I would have, sir, is the rules of general practice require a notice regarding your appearance. If you could just file a motion and provide a form order, I'll sign it, and you can appear virtually. If there's no reason for you to drive all the way down from Santa Rosa County for all these hearings, when we can appear virtually, JACS, I imagine, will be appearing virtually for some of these motions with regard to the experts. So as long as you file a notice in advance, sir, I've got no problems with that.
Judge, in that pre-trial order, it mentioned, I thought, that the state attorney was supposed to meet with the defendant and the defendant's investigator and review all the digital evidence from the order. That's the way I read it. They were supposed to sit there all together and watch every potential video exhibit the state was going to intend to introduce at trial. That has not happened. I think today was the deadline for that. I don't mind extending that because I'm going to need to look at the evidence.
With regard to the digital, the deadline, you are correct, sir. The deadline was today, based on the August 5 order. If it did not happen before then, as I outlined at the beginning, there was a change to that process. A thumb drive was provided in open court to Mr. Lane on August 9. He then provided it to Ms. Boone, a thumb drive of the specific digital evidence that the state is seeking to admit at trial based on the witness and exhibit list that was filed under seal on August 9. Ms. Boone had the opportunity to review that information at that time.
All right, I'm going to ask for more time for me to review the digital exhibits they intend to introduce. I don't know if they've been redacted. I don't know if they're the originals, but I'm going to need to look at that. And I went to the jail yesterday. I had to let them know in advance that I was coming. I believe my secretary had emailed them and said I wanted to bring in my laptop and my phone to view evidence and whatnot. I was not allowed to bring in my laptop and phone yesterday for 3.5 hours. So I didn't get done a lot of the things that I wanted to get done within that period of time. Probably would have stayed there a lot longer if I would have had that. capability. So I would ask for some more time to be able to look, for me to look through the digital evidence as to what they're, I assume it's being redacted. I know some of the audio in terms of clients, comments my client made, comments the officers made, some of it is, in my opinion, improper to be presented before the jury. So I'd like some extra time to be able to do that.
Steve?
I'm not certain, is he asking for a continuance again? What is the extra time that that he's seeking?
What is it you're asking for? Extra time to do what?
The way I understand the order, I'm looking at paragraph 4 of the scheduling order and notice of hearings that, Judge, you signed August the 5th. Paragraph 4, the state's digital evidence will be reviewed with the state, state's investigator, the defendant, the defendant's investigator, no later than September 3rd, 2024. This evidence viewing can be done in advance of September 3rd deadline. The state shall provide the defendant USB drive with the state's name. They never viewed it with my client in its entirety. As the order states, they were to do by today. So the state attorney has failed to comply with the court's order. I'm saying I haven't had a chance to view it either. Can we reset that deadline?
On August 9th, Mr. Owens, we had a different hearing. And at that hearing, we addressed the digital discovery review. Mr. Lane was here. There was a USB provided in open court. And the August 9 order and notice of hearing identifies a change to that August 5 order. Specifically in paragraph 4, prison break investigations. By and through investigator Billy Lane shall take possession and custody of the USB jump drive, which contains the state's digital evidence, tendered in open court on August 9, 2024, and shall provide same to Major Malik X. Muhammad at the Orange County Jail today, August 9. Paragraph 6, prison break investigation shall file with the court a notice reflecting that the discovery in the USB jump drive, which contains the state digital evidence, was provided to Major Malik X. Muhammad at the Orange County Jail, including the date and time of the transfer. Such a notice was provided by Mr. Lane and filed in the court file. It was discussed at that August 9 hearing as to the revising of the digital evidence schedule. Paragraph 8 states that on August 14th, 2024, 1:30 p.m., a hearing will be held, courtroom 12A, regarding defendant's review of the USB jump drive, which contains the state's digital evidence, the defendant's August 7th letter to the court, provided to the court on August 9, and the media's participation in the physical evidence viewing on September 3, 2024, the pertinent case law is attached. On August 14th, we had a hearing, we discussed that, and we identified that she had the deadline until August 23rd to make any objections. Now, under the original scheduling order, which set this matters, which on August 5, which set the schedule for when there would be deadlines for objections, those would be extended by good cause shown. Are you seeking at this point in time to extend the deadline for a period for objections which has since expired?
Yes.
Okay. State?
No objections.
Okay. How much time would you like, sir, in order to review the state's digital evidence that it seeks to admit into evidence and tender any objections?
Well, I've got to go buy a jump drive. I've got to take it down to his office. He's going to give me that evidence. Obviously, I need to review it with my client. I've got a flight out of here around, I think, 4 o'clock. I don't know if I can get it done by then, but I don't see the necessity of an issue maybe a week prior to trial. Whatever that is, a week prior to that Monday, October the 7th, the week prior.
State?
I'm amenable to setting a status hearing that week.
Here's what we're going to do. We'll address any objections to any of the discovery when we have trial case management on the 26th.
Thank you, Judge.
All right. Anything else, Attorney Owens?
Give me 1 minute.
Sure.
State, anything else? Madam Clerk is going to work dutifully to, it's already done? Excellent. I'll have Ms. Berrios, my judicial assistant, forward these to JACS and see if we can coordinate a hearing. State will have till close of business September 10th to file responses to motion for statement of particulars and motion for additional discovery. Parties have no other business before the court. Y'all can have a fabulous day.
Thank you, Judge.
Thanks, sir.
Can I have a word with Sarah?
Absolutely.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com. This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com. This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com. This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.